भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय दिव्यं मां सर्व भूतानां ऋद्धि पाथ नातनं बुद्धे बुद्धिमतां अस्मि तेजस्विनां अहम् ईजं मां सर्वभूतानां यत्ति पात सनातनं बुद्धे बुद्धिमतामस्मि तेजस्तेजस्विनामहम् बीजं मां सर्वभूतानां ऋद्धि पात सनातनं बुद्धे बुद्धिमतामस्मि तेजस्तेजस्विनामहम् ईजं मां सर्वभूतानां विद्धि पात सनातनं बुद्धे बुद्धिमतामस्मि तेजस्तेजस्विनामहम्
Bijam
si
mam
unto me
sarva bhutanam
of all living entities
vidhi
try to understand
partha
O son of pita
sanatanam
original
eternal
Buddhi,
intelligence,
Buddhimatam,
of the intelligence,
Asmi,
I am,
Tejaha,
prowess,
Tejasvinam,
of the powerful,
Aham,
I am.
Translation,
O son of Pita, know that I am the original seed of all existences, the intelligence of the intelligent, and the prowess of all powerful men.
Vidamanam sarvabhutanam vidhi vasa sanatanam buddhi buddhi matamasmi tejas tejas sinapam. The Vidam, the original seed of life, Sarva-bhutan. The modern scientists, they are trying to prove that life comes from matter, chemical evolution. But we don't accept that. We accept from Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is the original life. Krishna is not a dead stone. As it is said in the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadrasajata, the absolute truth is there from which everything emerges. So that absolute truth, what kind of absolute truth is it? Dead matter or living force? It cannot be dead matter. Because there are so many living entities. And the absolute truth is a dead matter. It cannot produce living entities because we have no such experience that from dead matter living entities are coming. That is not possible. Sometimes we see that from cow dung some life is coming out. Sometimes we see from the sticks of rice the scorpion is coming out. So foolish people will think that the rice is the cause of the life of the scorpion. But that is not the fact. The real fact is the scorpion, they lay eggs within the heaps of the rice, and by fermentation of the rice, the eggs become fructified and life bound. Not that rice, a dead matter, is the cause of the life. So, now with the scientists, they are trying to prove that life comes from matter. But here, we understand from Krishna, the Supreme Authority, that He is the origin of all life. He is Yamvam Sarvabhutana. Sarvabhutana. In another place Krishna says, Sarvajonishu Kauntya Sambhavanti Mutaya. In all species of life, there are 8,400,000 species of life. Aquatic, trees, plants, insects, then reptiles, then birds, bees, then human beings. This is the evolutionary process. Pashupin, Chaturam, Saiva. These are all mentioned in the Vedic literature about the evolution. Not that that the foolish theory of Darwin is the origin of evolution. The evolutionary theory is there. Not theory, fact. So, Krishna says, in Bhagavad Gita, that Sarvajoni Sukham, Joni means the original source of birth. So, there are so many living entities are there. Krishna claims, Krishna Mahatjani Brahma Aham Bija Padav Pita. Again, it says, Aham Bija Padav Pita. Just like father keeps the bijam, jatha joni, jatha bijam. The mother is the joni and the father is the bijam. So, without father, there cannot be any life because the father gives the bijam, the seed. Many places in the Vedic literature it is stated that life does not come from matter, but life comes from the Supreme Life, Krishna. That is the verdict of the Vedic. Vijaham sarva-bhutana. It is. You should understand, don't be misled that life comes from matter. It is not that. Therefore he said, it is. But sanatana. Not that nowadays it has become like that, that life is coming from life. Formerly, life was coming from matter. So, Vidhimam Sanatana. The Sanatana means eternal. Eternal. The Sanatana word is used in so many places. In another place, Krishna says, Mamayivansa Jeeva-bhuta Jeeva-loke Sanatana. And another place, Krishna says, Parastasmat Subhava Anya Bhaktyat Sanatana. The Sanatana word is used in many places. Sanatana means Vidara. So these, Deyam, Krishna is Sanatana. Sanatanam tam prabhumasrayam. This Sanatana word is very important. So, there is a place, as you understand from Bhagavad Gita, another nature, parastasmatu bhava anya. Bhava means nature. Just like this, this is also nature, this material cosmic manifestation. This is also nature, but this is not sanatana. This is temporary, asanatana. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. Here, in this material world, everything is created at a certain depth. It remains for some time. It grows. It produces some byproduct. Then gradually dwindles and at last dies. Anyway. So this is not sanatana. Sarvika. Six kinds of changes. Just like your body, my body. This is not sanatana. This is asanatana. Asanatana means not permanent, but the bhijam, the seed, or the living entity, they are sanatana. They are not temporary. Therefore it is said, bhijam vāng sarva-bhūtānāṁ vidhi pātra sanatana. So, we are sanatana. We cannot understand that why we should be subjected to the rules and regulation of asanatana, not sanatana. Actually, although yet some Krishna says in many places, na hannate hannamane sarire nitta sāsatayam, again he says sanatanam. Another place Krishna says, Mamivansa jīvuluke sanātanam. So, we have lost our intelligence that several places the living entity is described as sanātanam, eternal. Then why am I under the regulation of so many rules and regulations of this material nature? This is the question. This is called Brahma-jijñāna. Atāta Brahma-jijñāna. This is intelligence. Unless one is promoted to this intellectual platform that I am sanātana, in so many places it is described. Nitya, nityānāṁ, cetanāṁ, kakūpṁ. We are nitya. And Krishna is also nitya. Nitya, nityāna. Description of Krishna or the Supreme Law is in there. That he is the chief nitya. We are nityas, but we are subordinate. We require a leader. And in our material life also, we require a leader. Without leader, there is no progress. So the supreme leader is Krishna. Nitya nityānāṁ, cetanāṁ cetanānāṁ. Therefore, our eternal relationship is with Krishna. Nitya sammanta. Nitya siddha. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is called Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sattva Bhagunor. This Krishna Bhakti, Krishna consciousness, is Nitya Siddha, Nitya Nityana. For eternally, it is a fact that we are all servants of Krishna and our duty is to render service unto Him. That is one part by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiver Sarukhaya Nitya Krishna Das. That is our position. And mukti means, that is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukti, hitya, anatha rupam, sarupena avasthiti. This is called mukti means, hitya anatha rupam. We are acting otherwise. We have forgotten that we are eternal servant of Krishna. This forgetfulness is causing us all trouble, all tribulations, all misery. We want to enjoy this material world, forgetting that we are not enjoyers, we are simply servants. Jive sarupa nitya Krishna nam. Therefore, Krishna says, Bhuktaram jagadavasam sarulokumaheshwaram Sridam Sarvabhutana, Yatta Maam Shanti. If you want Shanti, then you should understand Krishna. The Krishna is the Bhokta, is enjoyer. We are not enjoyer. The mistake is that we are trying to be enjoyer. For me, Jnani Yogi, they are trying to become enjoyer. But only the devotees, they want to remain as the eternal servant of Krishna. That is the difference. So, this is eternal. The Chaitanya 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 Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti. Bhakti means Bhagavan Bhakta. And the transaction between Bhagavan and Bhakta is called Bhakti. The bhakti definition is the activity, the natural activity between the bhakta and the Bhagavan. Whenever there is the word bhakti, bhakti means there must be three items. The Bhagavan must be there, the bhakta must be there, and the transaction between the bhakta and Bhagavan must be there. That is called bhakti. So, this is our aim and life, Sanatana. Because we are Sanatana, our business, eternal business is bhakti. Just like here, this is fifth father here. Another place, aham bijo padapuja. Here it is said, bijo aham, sabha bhutana. This is one thing. And another place, in the 13th chapter, he says, 14th chapter, I think. And he says, Aham Bija Padapita, the same Bija. Therefore, he is the father. He is the seed living father. So, what is your relationship with father? The relationship with father means father should be revered. Father should be obeyed. He should remain obedient to the father. That is your natural position. If you become disobedient to father, that is your unnatural position. Therefore, in the material world means every one of us, we are disobedient to the Supreme Father. This is material. Krishna bhulya jivi bhogavan sakare. Pasate maya tare japotiya bhare. Because we are trying to become the master, not servant. Everyone is trying to become master. That is the material disease. And everyone is trying to become the enjoyer of the material resources. Everyone is trying to be proprietor of this world or another, even Chandra Loka. They could not manage this world as proprietor, and they are trying to go to another planet to become proprietor. This is going. This is materialism. You never accept that I am not proprietor. I am not proprietor. Proprietor is Krishna. Sarvalokamayaka. If you accept this simple thing, there is immediately peace. the people living in this, on this globe, they are, everyone has made a group. We are Americans, we are Indians, we are Pakistani, we are Japanese, we are this and that. And claiming, this is mine, Papa. This is from that man. Homaijati. Just people. Homaijati. Homa means the land. The moral enhancement means to become nationalist. What is that nationalist? The homaijati, worshipping the land of birth. This is called nationalist. So, this is called mistaken idea. Actually, the bhumi or the land does not belong to you. It belongs to Krishna. Krishna said, Bhoktanam Jagadurha Sarva Loka Mahitaram. And we are falsely trying to become friends of others, leaders. But we do not know how to become friends. Actually, nobody is going to be my friend. Everyone wants to exploit me. But in the shape of friend, he comes to exploit. This is the one. Why you should claim friend, myself, I'm your friend? What can I do for you? If I'm real friend, then I should inform everybody that Krishna is your original only friend. This is Krishna consciousness. We don't claim we are friends in this way that I have brought a good news for you. What is that good news? That you have got a very nice friend, Krishna. Very powerful. Very powerful friend. What I am? I am nothing. This is actually Krishna consciousness. Everyone is trying to become friend, leader of the people. And they do not know which friend. They are falsely claiming to become friend and misleading people more and more. A blind friend is claiming other blind friends. My dear blind friend, he is also blind. I will protect him. And other blind friends, they also do not see what kind of friend he is. If he is friend, if he wants to help us, we are already blind. Whether he can help us at all. It is both of them, right? They do not know. They want to become friends. But what kind of friends? Blind friends. So they cannot help. That is the verdict of the Vedas. Nati vidu sartha gatin ni vishnu durasaya di pahiratthamāni. These so-called blind, rascal friends, they are trying to make us happy by material adjustment. That is not possible. It is not possible. Devi Jesha Gunamai Mama Maya Durapya. Krishna says, this material world, the illusory external energy, you are under control. We are every one of us. We are under the control of the material energy. In another place, in Brahma Samhita, the material energy is described as the Durga, Mother Durga. Siddhisthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Rita Chai Vajasya Bhuvanani Jivati Durga. So, we are very fond of worshipping Mother Durga to get some concession. But such kind of concession will not give me relief. When we worship Mother Goddess Durga, we ask from her, Dhananjayi, Krupang Dehi, Jato Dehi, Rubhavati Bhatya Dehi. So, Mother Durga did. But that will not help us if we, because the place where we are in this material world, it is dukkha-land. You cannot be happy simply by getting a beautiful wife and very big bank. That is not possible. It is mistaken. Because the place is dukkha-land, atasatam, Krishna said. So, we should understand Krishna simply as Krishna said, not physically, not by mental speculation. You cannot understand Krishna by mental speculation. That is not possible. Kathabhuti viva padam ujadram prasada lishana grihita evahi jalati tattam. Krishna tattva can be understood by the mercy of Krishna, not by your mental speculation. Don't try to understand Krishna by your defective mental speculation. Therefore, Krishna says, manushyanam sahasresu kaschid jagati siddhati jagatāma visidhyānam kaschid vetimam tattvatam. You cannot understand Krishna what he is, even though you are a siddha, jatatāma visidhyānam. What to speak of ordinary man? Those who are siddhas. Siddhas means self-realized. Spiritually situated, especially the jnani. So even out of that, millions of jnani, one can understand Krishna. Krishna is not so easy to understand. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanaman mana prabuddha. If one understands Krishna, then he immediately surrenders to him. That is understanding of Krishna. Māna prabhadvati. Why prabhadvati? Vāsudeva sarvam iti sa mahātmā sudhul. He can understand that Krishna is the root cause of all causes. Īśvara parama Krishna sachidānanda vigraha anādi rādi govinda sarva kārana kāsa. So, every sastra is confirmed Krishna's position and Krishna also personally came, and he is accepted by great authority, like Vyasa, Narada, Vibala, Vasita, formerly, 5,000 years ago. And after that, all the acharyas, Madhya Acharya, Sri Ramanuja Acharya, Vishnu Swami, Bhimmartha, Nitaram, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of them, accepted Krishna. Krishna to Bhagavan Sam, especially our Gaudiya Sampada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampada. Aradha Bhagavan Vrajasatama, our principle is to worship Krishna. What kind of Krishna? Vrajasatama means Krishna Maharaj Nanda and Jagada. That Krishna, that may be many other Krishna. People may not misunderstand. It's like one may not mean that for father, mother's name is it. Therefore, here it is said, Vrajasatama. This bhumi, this Vrindavan bhumi is called Vraja. So Nanda Maharaj was the king of Vraja, Vrajasatama. And his son, Krishna, that is Aradhya. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Aradhya Bhagavana Vrajasatama. Tadhyamam Vrindavanam. And this Vrindavan dham is also as good as Krishna. Do not try to see Krishna, Vrindavan Dham as ordinary place. That is called Dham Aparad. Then you will never be able to understand. And the Vaishnava Kavi says, Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Bhati Jato. Anyone who is living in Vrindavan, even cats and dogs, they are also glorious, because next birth they will be elevated, they will be liberated. That is Vrindavan Dham. In this way, try to understand the glory of Vrindavan Dham, the glory of Lord Krishna, according to Shastra. Even if you do not know Shastra, if you simply accept that Krishna is the Bhagavan Dham and he is Dham, Vrindavan, is as good as Krishna, then we are far advanced in spiritual understanding. The Krishna speaking personality, Pijaham Sarvabhutana, Vidhi Pata Sanatana. And Sanatana, this word is very important. The process by which we can understand Krishna, and by understanding Krishna, when we are promoted in the Krishna's Dham, and we meet Krishna person to person, talking, there is a process. That is called Bhakti Yoga. And that process is called Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma you have heard. Sanatana Dharma means is Bhakti. Sanatana Dharma does not mean some ritualistic ceremony. This is meant Sanatana Dhyan. Every living entity is Sanatana. And Krishna is Sanatana. And his abode is Sanatana. Sanatana. Bhaktya Bhaktya Sanatana. So, if you want to be promoted to the Sanatana place and to see the Sanatana, Supreme Sanatana, eye to eye, and talk with him, and dance with him, or play with him, we are Sanatana. Then he must accept the Sanatana Dharma. Eternal religious system. And what is that religion? Dharmam Sāsāt Bhagavat Pratītam. You cannot manufacture Sanatana Dharma. It is already done by Krishna. Dharmam Sāsāt Bhagavat. And that is Sanatana Dharma. What is that Sanatana Dharma? Sarva Dharmān Paritrajya Mānetam Sāsāt. You simply, Krishna says, this is Sanatana Dharma. That is simply surrender unto me and I will give you protection. Thank you very much.